Well, greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and this is our final installment of our New Year Launching Pad series. It's come to this. Saturday, February 13th, 2021. Well, congratulations to all of you, whether this is you've listened to everyone, or you've listened to most, or you listened to a few, or perhaps this is the first time you've ever listened. Welcome. But give yourselves a pat on the back, and I hope you have been touched by some of the things we talked about, or some of the poems you heard. We're going to have a very good one. When I say one of my favorites, I think I say that every day about something. But this poem by Mary Oliver I'm going to close with is absolutely top five, I'd say. So, you got that. The monks are ready. The apple harvest candle is ready. And that rooibos chamomile tea. Smooth as syrup. Today's devotion from Michael Casey comes from his book, Balaam's Donkey, and it's called Divine Forbearance. And as I'm reading through the book, deciding what my choice is going to be, I usually look for words that click, and I came to this one, and nothing clicked. Divine Forbearance. Let's see what it's about. Here's what Michael Casey says. It is of the nature of God to be outside time and space. I love that opening line. We're off to a good start. It is of the nature of God to be outside time and space. God's overview of creation is not restricted to the present moment in a particular place. It is a global vision that encompasses in complete detail every moment and every location within the entire universe. In a manner unknowable to the human intellect, God is present at all points in this space and time universe and in the totality. What we experience as a puzzling sequence of staccato events subsists in the mind of God as a smoothly flowing whole concentrated in a single intense point. Take a breath there. We who are caught up in the maelstrom of history are prone to mistaking the real significance of what is happening around us. God, unlike us, knows how to distinguish the tides from the eddies. That's an awesome line. God, unlike us, knows how to distinguish the tides from the eddies. In other words, the forest from the trees. God interacts with the broader horizons of human history and is not confined within the narrow crevices of temporality. God's interventions are not stampeded by the dire urgencies of our present situation, but proceed from a calm determination to bring all things to a good and peaceable end by bringing them to completion in Christ. Oh, man, I definitely have to listen to this again. Here we go. Michael Casey goes on. We are often upset by the fact that we live in a world characterized by a mixity of good and evil. There is a tendency in us to want to strike out to destroy what seems evil to us. This impulse is rash. We may be so zealous to scrape off the rust that we put a hole in the vessel. Wow. God, who sees all, acts differently. God is not deceived by an unprepossessing present, but is prepared to wait while what has been planned from all eternity slowly reaches its denouncement. We need to allow God the freedom not to act, to forbear. The pain of present ambiguity may be a scandal for us and can erode our faith and trust and optimism. The pain is caused, however, not by the weight of evil in the world, but by the lightness of our faith and the resultant clouding of our vision. We need to grow in likeness to the mind of Christ, recognizing that to all things there is a season. For the moment, we need to wait with God for a little while until the final judgment. And then we shall see all things will be well. And now some poetry from Mary Oliver to close out this series. We've already made the decision about the poetry focus, not exclusive, but the focus. We've already chosen that poet, and it's going to amaze you, because more than likely, this isn't for everybody, but more than likely out there, you've never heard of this poet. You can't imagine his background and where when he lived and where. And his poetry is amazing. So, got that to look forward to. But today, we're going to do Mary Oliver. And this awesome poem is called The Journey. The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds. And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Again, The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do. Though the wind pried and its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible, it was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Let us pray. Creator God, Lord of history, help us to judge all things with the eye of faith. Teach us to have confidence in your providence. Strengthen in us the hope that, in the end, all things will be well. We ask this through Christ. He's our Lord, and He's our King. Amen. All right, one housekeeping announcement for Sunday. If you haven't heard or read, Sunday service is Facebook Live only. So given the weather situation, we're just asking people to stay at home. If you have any needs for anything, especially on Sunday, give me a text or a phone call, and we'll get it taken care of. But other than that, stay home and stay warm and stay safe. And congratulations, you've made it to the end. And I'm already anxious to start our Lent devotional series this Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, when we'll also be doing a 7 o'clock Zoom Ash Wednesday service. Probably about 30 minutes. And we'll send the link to you this week. So be looking for that. All right. Here are the monks to close us out.